Welcome back to Catholic Connection. Not with Teresa Tomeo this morning. My name is Elena Rodriguez, sitting in for Teresa Tomeo as she is preparing to tape episodes of the Catholic View for Women, along with Astrid Bennett Gutierrez and Janet Morana, the TV studios of EWTN in Birmingham, Alabama. So that is the reason she's not with us this morning. And I will be hosting the remainder of the show today and, of course, next hour. And tomorrow, Kara Coulter from Ave Maria Radio will join in to host Catholic Connection Thursday and Friday. And Teresa Tomeo will be back Monday, as usual, to do Catholic Connection live from her home state of Michigan. And we are delighted that you are joining us at 8:39 in the morning on this Wednesday, March the 7th, to continue talking to our great lineup of hosts on Catholic Connection this morning. We are about to talk to Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, and I want you to please stay tuned for the next hour. We will also have Patrick Truman as a guest in an interview that Teresa left prepared before she went to EWTN, and she pre-recorded this interview with Patrick Truman on pornography and the fight against pornography. You must stay tuned to listen to that. And also, of course, because today is Wednesday, we'll check in with Joan Lewis in the next hour and get the latest updates from Rome. And hint, hint, she's not in Rome, but she is in a very, very exciting country right now. And she'll give us a little bit more information. So that's just a teaser for you to please stay tuned through the next hour. But right now, we have Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle on the line with us, and I want to give you a very warm welcome. Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle is a Catholic wife, mother of five, host and creator of EWTN series Everyday Blessings for Catholic Moms. So I'm sure many of our listeners are very familiar with you. She's a catechist, a speaker, a journalist, and she is the best-selling author of numerous Catholic books, including The Domestic Church, Room by Room. And she has just published a new book, published by Servant Books, and the title of the book, so you can look for it, is Embracing Motherhood. And embracing motherhood is not just about the perfect Catholic family, but it speaks to all sorts of families and discusses the harsh realities of a mother's lives, with the good sides and the bad sides. But we have her on to tell us more about the book. So welcome, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Elena. It's nice to meet you over the airwaves.
Thank you very much, and I very much look forward to the opportunity of meeting you in person someday soon here at EWTN or any
great
other location.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
So tell us a little bit more about the book, Embracing Motherhood. Why did you decide to write the book?
Sure, and pardon my voice. I'm a little bit under the weather here, but, well, as you said, and it's the first line in my introduction about the perfect Catholic family, because there really isn't one, I don't think. So my first line is telling the reader this book is not about the perfect Catholic family, so not to fear if you don't have a perfect family. We know these days we don't just have the traditional families. We have single-parent households. We have grandparents raising their children. So we have all kinds of families trying to hopefully strive for holiness in the trenches of the domestic churches. And the reason why I felt the need to write this book is because mothers, you know, have so many worries and concerns. I mean, whether it's diaper rash or bullying kids or kids leaving the faith, drugs and alcohol, suicide, you know, our ungodly culture, sensationalized sin on TV and the media, pregnancy, abortion, and the list goes on. And, you know, since the beginning of time, motherhood really has been a vocation. It is a vocation. It's God-given, and it's filled with the deepest blessings and joys, but interwoven with sorrows and challenges. But it's a vocation where the mother is intimately meshed with those human beings that have been entrusted to her care. You know, Pope John Paul II is, you know, in Mulieris Dignitatum, on the dignity and vocation of women, mentioned that a few times about the human being entrusted to women, and in particular mothers. So there's so much a mother contends with in our culture, mm-hmm, and in our world, and
oh, yes,
in her faith, you know, trying to raise her children properly. So there's so much going on in her life that she might just go through the motions of trying to get through each day and sort of be oblivious to the fact that it's a divine calling.
And God gives you the grace, even though before you become a mom, you you think there's no way you're going to ever be able to do all of that.
Right, exactly. And it's available to us for the asking, to pray for the graces each day, especially first thing in the morning with the morning offering, to get on your knees and ask for those graces.
Mm-hmm. Very important. What are your hopes writing this book? What do you hope to accomplish with writing the book and having people read it?
Well, and first of all, don't be fooled by its cover. It's a very beautiful cover, but it shows a mother's hand and a baby holding her finger. So someone might think it's just about raising little babies, but it's really for mothers of any age, and grandmothers and stepmothers and adoptive mothers, of course, and aunts, and anyone who has a role in someone else's life, a child growing up. So my hopes are that it would be a book that would unite us all as mothers. You know, we're all in the trenches together. Sometimes a mother feels isolated in her domestic church, in her home. You know, she's just dealing with dishes and demands and diapers, and she feels, you know, isolated from the big church and from the community. But we really are united together, especially if we can pray in union with the church. And so I hope that this book will help the mom to not feel isolated or not to feel alone, and to realize that her issues and problems and challenges and struggles that she deals with, along with the joys, you know, are felt by and experienced by mothers all around the world. And since the beginning of time, actually, things, I believe, are, you know, worse now in the culture, although throughout time, mothers had to contend with all kinds of problems. So, you know, we have to be aware of what's out there and what our children are exposed to, and not be naive. You know, we really have to strengthen our backbone and keep our eyes open, because I think a lot of parents, and I write about this in the book, just kind of go with the flow, or they just are so overwhelmed that they just, you know, give in to their children begging for a cell phone at such an early age or something like that. And I discuss in the book how that opens them to a whole world of dangers and problems. So I do have a lot in there about the culture and about the things you know, parents need to be aware of and to watch out for, and to encouragement, lots of encouragement and affirmation, you know, encouragement to in their vocation of raising these little saints to heaven. It's not just, you know, going through the motions. It's actually a very sublime calling to be a parent, to be a mother.
Definitely. And I want to touch a little bit more on what you just said about giving your child a cell phone as a mother. What is your recommendation in the book, or just generally as a mother with a lot of experience?
Well, some people might be upset with me for saying this and for taking a stand on this, because they've already given in to, you know, giving their children cell phones at 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. I know many children these days have cell phones. I'm not a fan of that. I do not recommend that, because parents might not realize how they can connect to the Internet, especially if it's a smartphone, you know, and not even just that. But if they're texting and communicating with their friends and associates and, you know, people they know or don't even know that they've come in contact with through social media, you know, someone, you know, could say, hey, let's meet at the mall. And unfortunately, parents, I'm sorry, you know, parents out there might get upset with me for saying that you really need to keep an eye on your kids and don't just drop them off at the mall, because this is where, you know, girls and boys have been kidnapped and raped and killed, because they think they're meeting up with some other someone their age, or just going to hang out, and they're not supervised. They don't have their parents to protect them. It's the same with a cell phone. Is, you know, you're opening yourself up to even pornography and sexting and all of these things. Even if you say, "Oh, my child would never do such a thing," and maybe and prayerfully and hopefully your child wouldn't. And that's great, and you're raising them with that foundation of faith, but they're exposed to it, and so you have to be prepared for that. They're exposed to it through their friends and acquaintances. But to give them a child that's not even of working age or babysitting age a phone is just going to open them up to a world of danger. I explain it in more detail in the book, but this is just one little, and it's not little, but one issue that I deal with about the culture. But when they get to be working age and babysitting age, you know, the phone might be necessary as a safety net or just a way to communicate with the parent. And kids,
but a little bit older, the child is older.
When they're older, uh-huh. But still, even at 16, you know, they're not necessarily totally mature. You've got to still talk to them about, you know, the dangers. And I'm just so saddened by the recent deaths of kids texting on their phones. And this one girl the other day, she was 18 or 19 and died on impact. This isn't, you know, what I talk about in my book, but I'm just mentioning the texting too, that temptation to be a slave to those little dings and those little sounds, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. kids, the youth these days, and even adults, really, unfortunately, you know, they make their life just revolved around social updates and things. They're so excited.
And it's very
about
appealing, very, very appealing. And it's the immediacy of it that is very appealing. But we're going to leave it right there. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to have more of your recommendations on cell phones and young kids and how to be a good mother and the sublime calling to being a mother for the Lord and the sublime calling that we can also follow in the footsteps of our Most Blessed Mother. We're going to talk more about that when we come from a quick break. You're listening to Catholic Connection with Elena Rodriguez, and our guest is Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, speaking to us about her new book that she is just now publishing, Embracing Motherhood. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Catholic Connection. Welcome back to Catholic Connection, 8:52 in the morning on Wednesday, March 7th. And today on Catholic Connection, we are speaking to Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, a journalist, a mother, an author of many books, including her new book, Embracing Motherhood. And before the break, she brought up a very good point about the danger of giving your child a cell phone when your child is too young, and even teenagers. So Donna Marie, we'd like to bring you back on board to talk to us more about that. And your recommendation is countercultural, but we grew up thinking and listening to the advice, do not speak to strangers. Now, somehow on the cell phone, it makes it feel all right. And then there's the anonymity of the cell phone. We don't know who is behind that phone telling us that they're 9 years old when they might be 19 or 29 and have a very bad intentions, secret intentions. So you recommend no cell phone for young children.
Absolutely not. They should not be exposed to the internet and everything that that pours in from the internet, and the possibility of speaking with someone that is posing as a young person and, you know, who has ulterior motives, which would be not good for your child. So, I mean, there's much more in this book than just cell phones. I just want you to know, listeners out there.
Sure.
But we do need to be aware of what's going on in the culture. There's so many things to keep our eyes on, and I go through them in the book, but I also speak of the joys and of trying to emulate our Blessed Mother and using the virtues in the domestic church, you know, forgiveness and compassion and understanding and tenderness in raising our kids today. And, you know, because we really forge a blessed bond together in our domestic church, right in the nitty-gritty details of family life. It's in mm-hmm. those little moments of just little things that you may feel aren't very noteworthy, but actually they're huge in God's eyes, because he calls us to be faithful. He calls us not to be successful, as Mother Teresa would say. He calls us just to be faithful to our walk of life and to motherhood. It's to be attentive and to be present to your family. So I highly encourage, you know, your presence of being with your kids and showing them how much you love them by spending that time with them. And even if it's an extra 10 minutes sitting on their bed at night, you know, when you say prayers with them, you know, just, you know, a real genuine interest in their lives. And that's going to, you know, really stay with them, as well as the prayer that you're teaching them in the home to develop their own prayer life and to have family prayer together. And and I also talk about in the book about a mother and her own individual prayer life and how she develops that and how that you know, to also create an atmosphere of prayer and love and peace in the home. You know, things get chaotic and crazy, and it's not Norman Rockwell picture perfect at the dinner table when things are spilling or kids are crying.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, you make the best of it all, and everything becomes a teachable moment, and you just forgive and you love, and you love your kids to heaven, right?
Exactly, and take them to heaven, hopefully. We just have a few more moments with you. Time has run out, and
I
want to ask you a very quick question. Single ladies who want to be married someday and become a mom, should they also be looking out for your book?
Well, thank you for mentioning that. I think it would be wonderful, because especially in the first few chapters, you know, I map out the church's teachings on family planning and that sort of thing, and we talk about, you know, the marriage and... So I like to weave a lot of church teaching in all of my writings.
And that is wonderful.
I just want to mention there are study questions at the end of each chapter, reflection questions and prayers. So
there's a follow-up. Very well. We just have 10 seconds, but your website, www.donnacooperboyle.com. Please stay tuned for the next hour of Catholic Connection. God bless you.